So we want to welcome you to Prayer Connect.
我们现在来欢迎大家参加我们的祷告连接。
And this is July 28th in North America, 29th in Asia.
今天是在北美的时间7月28号，在亚洲的时间是7月29号。
And for many of you who are kind of following our journey, my family and I, we've been here in Taiwan for almost a month and a half now.
对于我们这些一直跟踪着我们行踪的这些弟兄姐妹来讲，我和家人都在台湾差不多快要一个半月了。
And as a simple summary, I can just say that the Lord has been doing incredible things in opening doors and preparing the right people to do this this end time kingdom work.
来很简短的总结一下我在台湾的这一段的经历，就神真的做的这些工作是让人难以置信的，让他为我们开了许多扇门，也来真的预备许多的人来做他的这样国度性的工作。
The Lord has not only risen up the right people, the right team, but He's also beginning to show us a platform, the right vehicles and tools to work with.
神不仅兴起来那些对的人这个对的团队，同时呢，也在预备一个平台，让我们可以来有这样的一个合用的一个工具，可以来做这一类的工作。
And also very very important is that my family, my three girls and son, my wife have been enjoying their time here immensely enjoying their time here.
那更为重要的就是我三个女儿还有慈安我太太他们在这里非常享受这段在台湾的时光。
Just last week we went to the beach and the girls have were able to get on jet skis and had an incredible time of their lives riding the jet skis on the ocean.
上个礼拜我们有去到这个海滩，在那里我的女儿他们有，你是说用那个直升机划水？
不是直升机，还没有那么刺激，就是用那种滑雪，那个滑雪的摩托车啊，那种。
滑雪摩托车哈。它真的是非常让人兴奋，他们很高兴。
And it certainly is beyond my expectation, beyond what I can imagine and ask for, in terms of how they have responded to being here in Taiwan.
Pity 你还是要 speak up 一下。
Okay.
我觉得那个声音越来越好像听得有点 distant。那样有点 vague。真的是看到大家在这里的这样的回应，真的是超出我的所求所想。
And truly that as we seek first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, He will take care of everything, all the needs that we have.
实在是我们再一次看到，当我们先求神的国和神的义的时候，我们所需要的这些一切，他都这样加给我们。
So, cannot thank God enough for all of this.
所以在这一切的当中，我对我们的主真是感激不尽。
Okay, as we go into this time of prayer, we would like to ask our senior pastor to just give us an opening blessing.
在我们一开始要进入我们的祷告连接之前，我们请主任牧师给我们一开始的一个祝福。
好，我们一起来感谢主，一起来祷告啊！父神，我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们就爱到底，施恩到底，也拯救到底之外。更是要我们呼召我们与你同工，让你的福分使我们享受，纵然像诗篇46篇所讲的，虽然地震动， 群山虽然啊崩塌到海洋里头的深处，我们也不害怕。虽然环境海浪翻腾般的这样澎湃，虽然山域因此波浪这个汹涌的时候这个摇动，我们也不害怕。因为诗篇四十六篇第四节说，有一条河，它众多的支流中，神的城充满快乐，神的城充满快乐。今天这个快乐要赐给弟兄姊妹，谢谢主。这个城就是至高者的所居住的这圣所，神在城中，神必不动摇。天一亮，神必帮助。今天让我们在这个当中看见，你要带进征战和和平进来，征战你要胜过这些黑暗的势力，带着和平是将你丰盛，你的国度要进来。感谢赞美主，为这个我们来开始。真是像你所说的，我们要安静，要安息，来享受你，知道你是神，你在列国中被尊崇，我们要在全地上看到了，谢谢主，万主耶和华与我们同在，我们就不怕。谢谢主，今天让我们在各地奉你的名这样聚集的时候，你的圣灵就生命水河的流一样这样进来，在我们当中这个祝福带进来，是我们享受。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。Okay, I'm going to try to change my microphone settings here for 1 second, so just hold on 1 second, so maybe I can improve the volume.
Okay. 好，李德牧师在这里要把他那个麦克风的那个设置稍微改变一下，这样我们可以听得更清楚，给我们给他一点时间。
Okay, how is this now?
很好
，better
背景的声音听得也很清楚，很清楚。
No, that 背景的声音不是从我来的。whose line is that coming from? All those kids back there.
Sounds like your line, Lisa. It looks your line lights up when that sound comes on.
Oh, really? Well, nobody's screaming over here. They're all sort of sleeping.
I don't
know. Oh,
maybe by the dial in then. I don't know.
不过现在好了。现在你的声音很清楚，
听听
你的声音很清楚。
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. So if you're on the dial-in, would you please mute your phone? Mute your phone line, please.
啊，如果我们是这样用电话打进来的，好不好？请静音下你的电话。
Thank you.
Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves.
Okay, excellent, thanks.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to continue with the sharing this week on this whole concept about our priorities and how we see our earthly assignments.
我们接下来这个礼拜还是要继续我们的分享，就讲到我们在生活中的一些优先秩序啊，我们怎么样来去面对我们在地上的神给我们的托付。
I felt that this is an important topic for the prayer network for us to begin to focus intercession on because of just my experiences in sharing the 10500 message.
我觉得说就是我在我们这个祷告的网络代祷的网络里面需要分享的一个很重要的一个信息。所以我希望我们能够这样集中一些精力为这个祷告，因为这个原因是我自己在分享1500的这个这样的一个过程中自己的一些经历来告诉我这样。
Yes, and my experience has been that when people don't have a sense of, they don't have a proper understanding of their responsibilities over their physical assets, over the earthly assets that they have, they they may have an attitude that is not building the, that would not build the kingdom.
那我个人的经历告诉我说，就是如果我们某些人对我们在地上这些有形的这方面的资产或者是财富的管理上没有一个很妥善的正确的一个责任感的话我们就可能有我们的态度就是在这个建造这个神的国度上可能就没有办法很正确。
Yes, if our attitude is that we don't think physical things are important to God, earthly things are going to burn up, or that we have no business in creating an economic system, then many people have a very hard time grasping the kingdom message of the 10500.
因为我们如果我们的态度是觉得说这个物质的东西都不重要，将来都会被烧去，那么我们也根本没有必要去建立这样的一个经济网络，那么我们对整个这个国度的这个看法可能也都是不见得很
Yes, and this attitude will not allow us to properly fulfill our kingdom responsibility before Christ returns.
那这样子的一个态度呢就是没有办法让我们可以完成基督再来之前我们担负的这份责任。
Yeah, so this mindset, this mindset is very, very foundational in allowing people to fully understand their kingdom call and what they should be doing today to prepare for it.
那这样的一个正确的一个思维方式对于我们怎么样来在今天完成我们的国度的呼召，而且如何去做准备是非常的重要的。
And that's why I said in this week's note that the way that we see the future, the way that we believe what's going to happen in the future is going to determine, it's going to have a significant contribution in the way that we decide what we do today, in our decisions today.
这是为什么我们在本周的这个给大家的电影里面就讲到说所以就是我们对未来的一个看法，我们认为在未来会发生什么事情会在相当大的程度上来决定我们今天要做什么或者以怎样的方式去面对。
Yes, I myself have been through the process before, and I believe many people are still kind of going through the same process where I believe that everything that I work for in my career really doesn't matter in the kingdom.
我自己本人也曾经经历过这个过程，我相信今天有许多人还正在经历当中，就是觉得我们现在的这个事业对我们神的国度是无关紧要的。
What really, you know, all these things will be destroyed, and what really matters is what we do for the church.
那因为地上的这一切有一天都会被毁坏，唯有我们为教会所做的这些才是重要的。
Yeah, so I've been through a period in my life where I was crazy about just doing all kinds of activities in the church and wanted to go to seminary because I felt that's what really building the kingdom was.
因为我自己经过了这样一段时间，就是我在教会会从事各种各样的这样的活动，甚至想去读神学院，因为我觉得我其他的做的这些都就是不重要。
Yes, I found my job to be a nuisance, just something that I needed to survive and to perhaps finance some of the kingdom work that we had to do.
所以我觉得我的工作好像只是旁边像一个累赘一样，我只是为了要生存或者是来有这样的一个经济实力可以去支持神国度的工作。
And I believe many people are still kind of going through that today.
我相信我们有许多人还正在经历这样的一个过程。
the work that we do in the church today is important and is building the kingdom, but there's only a partial work of building the kingdom.
今天我们在教会所从事的、啊、各样的这个施工是很重要的、啊、但是它只是对于国度神的国度来讲它只是其中一部分而已。
Yes, and we have a responsibility of connecting heaven and earth、through our careers, through our secular careers、in preparation for Christ as he comes back to restore his millennial kingdom.
我们、在地上有一份这样的职责，就是让的这就借着我们的这个事业，让天和地这样可以联合起来，因为这个是我们在预备基督他的千禧年带来的一个国度。
Yes, and I believe one of the key expressions of that king, the heaven and earth connection is、an earthly economic system that's of a heavenly governance.
我相信啊、这样天地合一的一个很关键的表达方式就是在地上我们可以有一套经济体系它是啊、在祖先的这样的一个治理之下的。
Yes, and I believe that's、one of the key assignments that we have、in preparing for the return of Christ.
啊、我相信这是我们在预备基督再来的过程当中一个很关键的、啊、一个任务。
Yes, in preparing for the day that the kingdom of the earth will become his kingdom.
我们是这样来预备这地上的国要成为基督的国。
And when we have that perspective, when we have that perception, our attitude, our priorities, and the way that we see our daily jobs here on earth, would take on a whole newdifferent perspective, a whole new different view.
当我们可以有这样的一个不同的眼光、去看的话、我们、就是整个的这个态度都会被更新，那么我们整个的、这样子的、一个观念就会有一个改变。
Yes, our jobs, our secular jobs, and to excel in our jobs、is not only important as a witness for Christ, but it is critical for preparing for the coming great harvest and the great darkness.
嗯，那么我们在主事的工作上要追求这个卓越啊，不仅啊，让我们对于我们在地上做很好的神的见证人这点非常的重要，它更是在预备我们为将来要临到的这个大收割、大黑暗啊，做啊对这样这个很关键的关键因素。
Yes, we have this assignment, but you know, one question that has been nagging me for some time has been, okay, if I'm not going to live through that period of transitioning.You know, from this world's kingdom into Christ's millennial kingdom. I'm not going to live through the period of Christ's return. Then why does it matter for all the things that I accomplish in this, in the earth?
嗯，那其中就是一件事情一直比较啊、困扰我的啊、就是这样的一个问题，就是如果我不可能活到啊、那么一天，就是让我们可以来啊、就是过度进入到耶稣基督他的这样千禧年的国度的话，那么今天我所在地上上取得的这一切的成就，我做的这一切，为什么重要呢？有什么关系呢
？Yeah, you know, I can see the importance of an, you know, kingdom economic system.In having to face the great darkness, the 666 economic system, and bringing the great harvest during the great tribulation. I can see the importance of that.
嗯，我可以看到啊、这样一个神国经济体系它的这样的一个重要性，就是当在这样的大黑暗当中，尤其这个666啊、那个时期啊、 或者这种大患难、大逼迫这样来的时候，我可以看到我们这样的一个神国经济体系它的重要性。
Yes, I can see the importance of having a kingdom economy to preserve, you know, my current assets, my assets that, whether it's my cash or it's my physical assets and factories and so forth, factories, houses and so forth. I can see the importance of a kingdom economy in preserving those things if I'm going to live through the Great Tribulation.
啊，那我可以啊看到这样的一个神国一套经济体系，它的重要性就是它可以帮助我们，我可以保留我的各样的资产财富啊，还有不管是现金啊，或者是我的工厂，或者是其他也房子有形的这些东西啊。但是如果我可以活到啊，或者我要需要去经过这样的一个大患难的这样一个时期的话
，Yes, and if you don't know how that can help you to preserve your assets, I will have a teaching in the future that talks about how the kingdom economy can preserve your assets.
那。这样当然就可以啊、来帮助我们知道为什么这样的一个经济体系非常的重要。但将来我们会有这样的一个系列的这个教导，讲到就是说怎么样的一个让经济体系帮助保留啊、我们这些国度性的资产。
Yes, but if I'm not going to live through that period, maybe my sons and daughters and you know grandsons and next few generations will. But if I'm not going to, then what does it matter about my assets? Why does it matter for me to have to build this kingdom economy?
那如果我根本就是活不到那样的一天，或也许将来我的孩子或者是将来的这个后代可以就是到那样的一个时候，但是那。对于我今天来讲，为什么对于我今天的这一切的资产的话，这个有什么关系呢？这样的一个国度经济，它到底对我有什么关系呢
？Yes, and for a lot of people who have that perspective, they again begin to just sort of feel that their kingdom responsibility, their responsibility to building a kingdom economic system, is not a priority. It's too far away from them. It's not really something that they can that they are willing to put forth their resources and their time and energy into.
对许多是在这样的一种眼光里面的这样子的一些弟兄姐妹呢，他们就没有办法看到我们在这样神国经济体系里面的一份这个责任的话，我们就没有办法让我们生活的这个优先秩序啊可以摆对，我们会觉得它非常的遥远，所以我们不愿意现在就摆上我们各样的资源、我们的时间、我们的精力。
Yes, and And the result is that it is very difficult for people to grasp the 10-500 message and to really begin to focus on the preparation.
这样的结果就是我们很难真的去抓住1500信息它这个精髓，也很难来集中精力去做相应的预备。
So Daniel chapter 12 verse 13, the very last verse in the book of Daniel, has given me incredible insights and given me an incredible resolution of this nagging question.
那但以理书它12章13节，也就是但以理它最后一节经文给了我一个很好的一个看见，也把这样一个困扰我的这个问题呢，来提供了一个答案。
Because Daniel was asking the same question, what should I? Well, similar question. What should I do about all this revelation of the future political turmoil that I'm seeing?
那丹一林本人他也在问同样的一个问题，或者一个类似的一个问题，就是他在看到了得到了这样的一个启示，讲到这些将来这个各样政治动荡所发生的这些大事的时候，那我今天到底应该要做什么？
What is my kingdom responsibility to that eventuality in the future？
那将来如果这个是不可避免，最终一定要发生的话，那么我的国度性的责任是什么？
Does it really matter to me? Does it really matter to what I'm doing today？
那对我今天还有我所做的是不是重要？
And the angel, the messenger of the Lord, gave Daniel a very, very clear answer concerning his responsibilities.
这样天使或者神的使者就给了丹以理一个非常清楚的一个答复就是
His answer was
将来这个
Yes, his answer was continue what you're doing, go your way until the end.
他的答复就是很清楚，就是说你继续做你现在正在做的，一直坚持到底。
You finish what the Lord has laid before you.
把神摆在你面前的任务完成。
And what the Lord has laid before you is very connected to His kingdom.
神摆在你面前的任务是跟他的国度大有关联的。
Both today and in the future, this picture that you're seeing.
不管无论是今天还是将来你所看到的那个未来。
The Lord has shown Daniel all kinds of pictures concerning the future of concerning nearing the end time, nearing the return of Christ.
那神让但以理看到许多的这个画面他是讲到未来，还有就是说在基督在来的那时候的一些未来要发生的事情。
Through the king's dream, he showed him the statue being smashed by a big rock.
他看到的最极端的就是一个一个金像被一个大的一个磐石这样击碎。
And through all these different revelations, he saw all these different visions. He saw what's going to happen in the kingdoms before Christ returns.
所以这借着这一系列的这样的一些启示，他看到在基督再来有许许多多。各国或者国度之间会发生怎样的事情
？And I believe what the Lord is communicating to him is that the end time, the kingdom matters of the end time is important to the Lord, even at the time of Daniel.
那我想神在向但以理传递的一个信息就是说，对神来讲，这个末日所发生的一切。对神是非常重要的，即使在但以理的日子。
The kingdom matters of that happens in the future is important to the Lord.
那在未来所要发生的就是国度有关的事情，对神是非常重要的。
And that even during Daniel's time, he has the responsibility to live his life.For that kingdom eventuality.
即使在但以理他那个时代，他都肩负着这样的一份责任，就是为这个国度这个最终要发生的事情要负上他这份责任。
And the angel of the messenger of God seems to know that Daniel will not live to that time, so he says that you will rest.
那神的使者好像知道但以理不会活到那一天，所以他就说你会安歇。
Says you will rest, and until the end of the days, until those days come, then you will receive your allotted inheritance.
就是你会安歇一直到末了的日子， 你就会接领受啊你的国度的产业。
In other words, what you work towards, what you work for, what you labor for in this lifetime towards that end times kingdom, will determine your allotted inheritance, will determine what belongs to you, your return on your investment.
换句话说，就是今天啊，你所啊工作的目标，你的对象，或者说你所劳苦啊，所献上的这一切，在幕后的日子啊，他会决定你在幕后的日子你要可以承继啊，或者领受怎样的产业，或者你会收到怎样投资的回报。
What you work towards today in bringing heaven and earth together for God's kingdom will determine your position in the new heaven and new earth when they come together in that new kingdom.
那今天你所努力的这样的目标你所摆上的这一切会决定你将来的这样的一个位分。就是在新天新地啊，当他们这样子合而为一，或者当那个国度临到的时候，你可以承继的那一份。
对，你像你，当你今天努力把天跟地连接在一起，在你这个努力当中，建立这个神的国度当中，在这个努力当中会 determine 你以未来的这个新天新地的这个国度的连接。So this is a very, very important principle about God's accounting system.
这是关于神的他的这个财务体系里面一个很重要的原则。
That it transcends ages and generations.
因为神的这样的一个财务体系呢，它是跨越时间、跨越世世代代的。
We may not exactly know how Daniel's contribution during his time had affected will affect the kingdom even the 10-500 that we're trying to build today.
我们可能我们也没有办法去完全的明白但以理在他那个时代所做的这样的贡献那对神的国度的影响以对我们今天我们所努力1500的一个影响到底有多大？
But I believe many people have over the ages, over the centuries, done work that contributed to what we can do today in the 10-500 assignment.
我相信历史历代有许许多多的人为了我们今天所努力的这1500都做出巨大的贡献。
They have rested.
他们已经安息了。
But the Lord's accounting system will know how to bring about their allotted inheritance when that day comes.
但是神自己的一个财务系统，有一天会让我们知道，到那一天，到底他们的产业，他们所承继的产业会是怎样的其中的报答。
Yeah, so my attitude today is that I don't really know when Christ will come back. I nobody knows.
我今天态度是这样说，我也不知道基督什么时候再来，但没有人知道。
But I will live like Christ is coming back in my lifetime.
但是我的生活的态度就是这样的，就好像是基督会在我有生之年再来一样。
And do everything I can to express the kingdom earth connection of God's kingdom economic system, the heaven and earth connection of God's kingdom economic system.
那我会尽我的全力来去将天地的这个连接这个表达方式，也就是。这个神国经济体系的这个建立我会竭力。
And put in my contribution to prepare that kingdom to receive Christ when he comes back so that this kingdom can become his kingdom.
那我会献上我的这样的一份来预备神的这个国度，来预备将来有一天这个地上国会成为基督的国。
And this attitude made all the difference in my life, in terms of my life priorities and what I'm striving for with everything that I have today.
那这样的一个态度，就是对我今天生活的形态，真的是使它起了很关键的这样的一个作用，使它完全的不同，以至于说到我的日常的这个。
Being pioneers in this ark building process is not easy.
那在这样的一个过程中做先锋是不容易的一件事。
And for us to persevere through this time of this difficult startup time. Really takes a lot of understanding. It really takes a lot of just a embracing of this end time call.
那对我们能够这样极力可以忍耐，而且真的是可以在最初我们这个开创阶段。 各样的一个不容易的一个环境里面，就是需要我们全然的去拥抱整个的这样的一个末世的护照。
And that call is just like Daniel to go our ways, to go our ways to bring the heaven and earth connection until the day that Christ comes back.
那这样的一个末日的护照，就是让我们一直持续下去，然后一直坚持到底，一直到最后基督再来的日子。So
I would like to ask our prayer network to intercede for us, for all of us as a team, our entire network here as a team.
所以我在这里要请我们的代祷网络为我们这个网络的整体来代祷。That
the God will give us authority and God will grant us some power to bring forth this message.
所以神会赐下了他的权柄，他的这个大能，让我们可以来释放这样的一个信息。And
that we will persevere, we will have the faith to persevere through this process.
那我也祷告说，让我们在这样的一个过程当中，可以有这样的信心，可以坚持到底。Just
like God told Moses in Exodus chapter 6.
就像神在出埃及记第六章对摩西所讲的。
He said that your forefather knew me as God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As an almighty God, as a powerful God.
所以你的祖先，你就是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各，他们都认识我，知道我是全能的神。But
for you, this generation, you will know me as Jehovah.
但是对于你的这个世代，会认识我是耶和华。
And Jehovah means that it means self-existence. It means that I have an agenda. It means that I have a reason. I have a purpose. That I exist, and I am the foundation of all reason, all purpose.
耶和华就讲到说他是那位自由拥有的那位，也就是说他有一个计划，有一个议程，有一个。 理由也有一个目的，那么他是这所有的原因的那个 基础，那个根基。
对对。And the force that drives you to come out of Egypt is know my agenda.
那促使你离开埃及的这份力量，这个能力是它的动力是让你来认识我的议程，我的计划。
Yes, to know my motivation, to know my passion and my zeal.
就是让你来认识我的这样的动力，我的热情，我的热心。
And this is exactly what we want the Lord to do for the 10,000 as we bring this message to him, to them.
这正是在我们把这个信息向我们一万精英传递的这个过程中，希望神能够在他们当中所做的。
We don't want this to be people who know God's power and that he's a powerful God and can meet our needs.
我们不希望说我们只是一群认识他的能力的，知道他可以满足我们一些需求的这样的一位神。
But we want to be a group of people who are living and striving for the kingdom because we know that's his agenda. We know that he is Jehovah.
而我们希望成为这样的一群，就是我们活着的目的就是要来认识他的议程，要认识他是耶和华。
We are driving for that goal because he exists and he is the reason.
我们一直要努力的去奔向那样的一个目标，因为我们知道他这样做是有原因的。
So let's just pray for that today.
我们好不好就为今天就为这些来祷告。
And let's spend a few minutes to kick this time off with that, kick this week's prayer off with our leading prayer here.
那么我们在这里算是这样带领性的这个祷告，可以启动我们本周整个带到网络的也带到。
Yes, Lord, we ask that you would begin to impart to us knowledge and understanding of Jehovah.
就是我们就以来分次下来这样一个可以明白的一个灵，让我们认识你是耶和华。
That you have an agenda, that you have a reason, and that we must flow with it.
主啊，你是有你的议程，也有你的原因的，我们要跟随在其中。
Lord, we ask that you will bring the truth of Daniel chapter 12 into your people, into those you've chosen for the 10,000.
主啊，我们求你把但以理书第十二章这样的一个真理真的是带入你的百姓当中，带入这一万精英当中。
We ask that you would make clear in their hearts and in their minds of your agenda, of their responsibility.
主啊，求你来向众人的心来显明你你的这样的一个议程。
And that, they will have a clear view of what the kingdom responsibilities are, and not to let, what they cannot see and cannot fathom, become their barrier and not accomplish the kingdom responsibilities.
就要让他们清楚的来可以看到他们的国度的责任，不会因为现在没有办法明白或者是测度的明白理解的这些成为一个障碍，让他们没有办法去完成国度的责任。
Just as the angel has spoken to Daniel this message, we ask the Holy Spirit right now to begin to speak into the hearts of the 10,000 the same message.
就像天使向但以理来讲述这样的一个信息，就求你的圣灵现在对我们的一万精英来讲述这样的一个信息。
Once again, we ask you for authority, and we ask for you for your power to bring this message through.
我们再一次求你啊，来赐下你的权柄，赐下你的大能，让我们可以啊，将这样的一个信息可以传递清楚。
Yes, and fill the lips of your intercessors, Lord, with the prayers of your heart, with the same prayers of your word from the scripture.
主啊，这样代祷者的啊，这样口中那是来充满了。你心中的这样的言语，就像那样的一个啊，圣灵这样带导的言语。
We pray this in the name of Christ Jesus.
我们奉基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to remind that you had to unmute yourself if you want to pray, especially if you're in the conference bridge, because we have muted everyone in the conference bridge, and you have to dial *6 to unmute yourself.
我在这里提醒大家一下，如果你要祷告的话，可能你要为自己解除静音，尤其是你是直接打到那个这个218这个电话里面的，因为我们刚才集体静音了。
Presentation mode is on. Only organizers heard. Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
感谢赞美主，你今天恩待我们与你同工，你生命水的河从宝座流出来，今天借着你的儿女要将这个扩展出去。我们是这个河，你是那个生命的水。今天到哪里都能够将你的祝福带出去，就是128的祝福要成就神的这个命定，神的这个热心，神的这个国度，神的这个圣城要降临，就是那真的一般人，就是那个圣城。感谢大美主，使徒今天将你的心意就成就了啊，我们就像单一的一样啊，那个安息在你里头，等候在你面前。来预备面前，来成就承接这个神主命定的一切的福分。谢谢主，将这个祝福带出去祝福的恩膏满满与我们同在。特别我们这次在无论在台湾，无论在中国以及东南亚，世界各地所开展的北美各地都要成就你的心意。谢谢主，特别给。这个时候，李德一家人让他们健康的身体、活泼的灵性，其他各地的事业都求你祝福带领啊！每一个现在为新的国度连接的事业每一家公司都求你一一的祝福啊！是你的这个生命的恩膏祝福去啊！谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。Lord, we also want to speak a blessing of the generational connection into this message. Lord, we first of all, we want to come to in confession and repentance for living only for ourselves, living only for our generation, and maybe the next, and not really seeing into the perhaps the thousands of generations that you are willing to bless if we're righteous before you. Lord, I ask that you would grant us a generational view, a sense of generational responsibilities into the ages, knowing that what we work for today, what we labor for today in the kingdom, will have an impact on your kingdom to come, whether it's next generation or 1,000 generations from now. Or just like you have expected Daniel to fully live out his responsibilities and that you saw the picture of how he would have what he did in Babylon would have an effect on what we do today, and what he saw would have an effect on what we do today. The value system that he laid out, even the political picture that he was able to shape that affected the political picture even today, Lord, all of those things contributed to your bigger picture of how the kingdom pieces are coming together, Lord. We ask that you would grant us that sense of responsibility, the responsibility of seeing generations, seeing how our work can affect the generations down the road. Let us be people who just like Malachi chapter 4 says, that the hearts of the father would turn to the children, hearts of the mother would turn to the children, people that would connect with the generations, knowing that we have a responsibility into the kingdom come. So once again, we speak the blessing, the generation-to-generation blessing, into this community of 10,000. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.在我们向你来认罪悔改，我们很多时候为自己的时代而活，而不是考虑到将来的这样的一个时代。 主要知道，让请你帮助我们来明白我们今天所做的一切对将来的世代，你的国度是有何等的影响。因为过去的这些时代来曾经影响今天，主要就像你在但以理的时代，真的是你来启迪，要全然的来。让父他的这个责任体他在巴比伦手中所做的一切是如何可以影响到这样各样有关国度的这样一个图画，也赋予他一份责任感。就你求你来赋予我们这样的一个责任感，我们知道我们将来也可以影响将来的世代，亲的，就像基督的四种，你说让父亲的心母亲儿子儿女的心也要转向父亲，就让我们以真的是到我们将来的我们的这个身后代，主啊，我们在这里来释放一个世代的一个祝福，在我们一万的网络里面，祝福耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
在传承责任的时候，我们就这一代人，向首先要更清楚、更明白你在我们生命当中，向着这样的一个幕后的时刻，你自己的心意，转移在我们的心思和我们的意念，在我们的工作、在生活当中。 都有一个符合神你自己心意的这样子的一个态度和这样子的一个行动。主要是因为你说万物的结局尽了，主要你说日期尽了，主要你就这样子的，好这样子借着你的话语去提醒我们，说我们怎么样好应该这样子来忠心于神你所托付给我们的。当再一次看到好大案例的时候，好虽然他是好领受了好这样子。 跨世代的这样的一个启示，但他却如此认真的定义的，要明白你的心意，好要来完成好你所给他的那个托付和任务，但是你说好这个奥秘好在那个时候被封起来，好要等到幕后的时刻，那我们今天好在这样一个幕后的时刻，你说聪明人好必能够领受，必能够明白，我们就再次的谢谢你，这个首先在。 好，这样的一个听到这样的分享的信息的时候，好，我让你来回应说，主啊，是的，好，我来领受这样的信息，好，让我在我的生命当中啊，能够好来回应好这样的信息，是的，也好这样子在祷告当中，好，说你的话语是不突然返回的，好，当你仆人再一次的，好，主要在电波当中。 好，主要在我们众人的祷告当中来发出这样的声音的时候，我们用我们自己生命的回应，我们也神给我们无论是在肉身还是在属灵上，我们能够去好传承的好这些世代相传的责任当中，在1500网络好神量给我们的这一篇讲解当中，我们发出这样子的好呐喊，我们发出这样子的一个回应的声音，说是的主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你将你自己的话语借着圣灵丰丰富富的启示在我们当中，我们来回应你说，主你的话语必不突然返回，必在好你众人你的生命当中主、啊、来好做这样子的一个好启示眺望的工作，好就让我们能够好这样子忠心在每一天神量给我们的这个日子，不管好说好我们在这地上的日子好有多久，但是我们都忠心来持守神所托付的，谢谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门，
阿门，
阿门。
哈利路亚，是的，亲爱的阿爸天父，是的，主啊，你在圣经中告诉我们，好酒要留到最后，主，我们相信在末世，你为你的孩子们预备的产业是丰丰富富的，主啊，你要将天上的所有的国度的 hidden secrets 向你所显明出来，并要因此在地上掌权。主啊，愿你的信息真的是清清楚楚的启示在你所呼召的百姓当中，让我们的眼睛被打开，耳朵被打开，让我们的心被打开，能够真实的领受从神里来的意象，让我们能从父神你的眼光来看待、哦、我们在这世上的一切，我们的工作，我们的产业。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。主啊，我们相信主啊，在这末世你所要做的天地合一一定会成就，而且是超过我们所求所想的，所以求你坚固我们的心，刚强我们的胆，让我们勇敢的真的是进入神你为我们预备的这条路，谢谢主，祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门，
阿门。
Yes, Father, it's just as you have let the generation of Israelites who came out of Egypt, who went through that transition, who basically came out of Babylon, to know that your name is Jehovah.That there is a greater reason than just living and just surviving every day. There's a greater reason than just being a slave and getting your basic needs met. That there's a kingdom agenda in your heart. There's a logos that has been there since the very beginning. Lord, we ask that you would impart this spirit, this message, into the hearts of your people.Into the hearts of the 10,000, especially the leaders today, that they're not just there to maintain existence in their jobs, in their enterprises, in their daily business activities. Those are not just ways for them to live a certain lifestyle and to become slaves to this Babylonian system, Lord. But that in this age you will let them know Jehovah, not just God of power, not just God who's almighty, but that you would let them know that your name is Jehovah.That you exist, you're self-existent in everything. The reason that we are striving for what we strive is it comes from you, it comes from your agenda, it comes from your zeal. It's much greater than for us just to exist, but it is for your existence, Lord. So let that message come forth. Let that message come forth in a supernatural way. Let that message come forth in the way that your Holy Spirit teaches us to understand. Let us go beyond where we are today. Let us be just like the people of Israel.Can be prepared in their hearts and their mind to come out of Babylon, to come out of Egypt, to go through this period of transition, this period of going into greater blessing and greater promise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Come back. Amen. 主耶稣，你已经就像当年你带以色列人离开埃及，让他们来认识你是耶和华，让他们知道有一个更大的。一个呼召你更高的一个目的，不只是在埃及这样做奴隶这样子的只是为了生存或者是 为了吃喝满足生活的基本的需要而已，让大家知道你就是那位自古就自有拥有的神，自古长存的那个道，神的道，起初就存在的神，这个道。主要就愿你把这样的一个信息来释放在亿万精英当中，耶稣，尤其是他们当中的一些领袖，主要让他们来超越日常的这样的一个就是好像生存所需，或者是工作他们的或者是他们的事业或者是企业，他们不再是为某一种生活方式而活，不再是巴比伦的这样的一个奴隶，让他们不仅来认识你是一个全能的神，更认识你是耶和华，是那自有拥有神，你是我们一切的这样子的一个理由，你是我们来做一切的这样的一个更大的理由，我们有一个更高的一个呼召，只愿要愿这样子一个信息真的是可以被释放，被传递出来，愿圣灵来亲自的教导我们，让来进入这样一个过渡的，就是来经历这样的一个过渡的时期，来进到主你自己的一个更大的一个呼召，愿你就让我们来更认识你，请你这样来祝福一万精英的网络，记住听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。
是的，父神，我们来到你的面前，要向你一切悔改，为我们内心里面的那种大冷的心心态来悔改。巴比伦这个体系我们是觉得不好，但是我们觉得自己很微小，没办法去抵抗这个巴比伦的体系，赦免我这样的心态。主啊，你赐给我们约书亚加勒这样当当重担，我们不是看我们能不能，而是看神你能够通过我们做什么，我们要看神我们在你眼中的自己，因为我们相信当你呼召我们做这样的事情的时候，主啊，你必会赐给我们能力智慧。哦，主啊，是不是靠人的才能，哦，不是靠车马，是靠耶和华的灵方能成事。主啊，求你加添我们里面的力量，让我们面对事实不逃避，勇于向前，看到你所要我们看的。主，我们感谢你，赞美你，愿你得着一切的荣耀。祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门，
阿门。
Lord, may you give your revelation to those who have heard the message, and Lord, they would become people who would focus their entire lives, their family, their career, their ministry, everything, Lord, on what you want to do. So instead of for their own kingdom, Lord, that everything will be submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 主啊，就愿你来祝福这样的一个凡听到的这个信息的，主啊，让他们把自己的日常生活，不管是他们的家庭、事业，还有他们的事工所做的这一切都来献给你所做的这一切，不再为自己，主啊，用他们手中所做的一切都降服在主你自己的主权之下，奉耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。
天父，愿意谢谢你借着这样的一个信息来鼓励我们当中的有些已经像丹尼这样委身于你的，你让他们继续去做他们手中正在做的。就有时候也许这亿万精英当中的一些工人觉得你在以困苦给他们当饼以艰难这样当水， 但是你再一次对但以理这样肯定的啊话语，这样临到他们一样，对他们说，主，这是正路，你要行在其间啊，因为主你自己的眼目一直在看着。主你自己的赏赐啊，真的是必会你忠心的这些仆人和儿女啊，这样的来存留啊，知道说我们今天一切的劳苦都不是徒然，我们今天一切的牺牲一切的摆上都被你纪念。主，我们就谢谢你，你自己亲自的来鼓励，来真的是安慰，也来肯定啊，也来再次赐下你的盼望，让我们可以继续前行，因为知道到那末了的日子，主啊，我们就可以从你那里得着当有的赏赐。谢谢你，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Lord, lastly, we ask you for a mercy, a heart of mercy upon your people, and to help us through this learning process. Even Moses, when he was trying to convince the Israelites to come out of Egypt, had a hard time convincing the Israelites. He said to God,You know, if I cannot convince the elders, the leaders of Israel, how can I convince Pharaoh? And Lord, that through your mercy that you spoke to the people of Israel. You spoke to the people of Israel through the 10 plagues, through your mighty powers. And we ask that same mercy be shown to your people today. It's a hard picture to see. It's a difficult idea to come out of Babylon. When we have been relying upon it for so long and being so comfortable. And Lord, I ask that there be a mercy, a grace to be over your people, to help them, give them an opportunity to learn and to grasp your message, to grasp your intent for this age, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 主，以后我们求你来赐下你的怜悯，来帮助我们可以来学习，就像摩西啊，当年需要去说服啊那些以色列民愿意出来埃及，他向主你自己说，我怎么样能够说服法老呢？因为我连以色列的这些长老们都没有办法说服，主要是你自己亲自的啊，借着实灾，借着你的大能，向以色列民啊这样子的讲话。主，今天我们求你同样使你的怜悯，因为我们这样走出来巴比伦，是如此的啊艰难，因为我们在那里已经太久，而且都已经很习惯、很舒服了。主要，但是求你来赐下了这样的一个机会，让我们可以学习，让我们可以抓住啊你这样的一个国度的这样的一个信息。就求你来。让我们可以来啊、明白，来学习。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. I'd like to ask the pastor to close this with a benediction.
这时候请牧师来给我们最后结束的时候做祝福，好吗？
我们一同来感谢主，我们敬拜、称颂、荣耀、赞美归给你，因为你已经开了门，没人关；关了门，没人开。因为你拿着大卫的钥匙，哦，一切哦，掌权都在你。主，我们今天在因耶稣啊、这个所做的救恩，我们在你里头住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。哦，主，你今天这样的祝福。就要带进去啊，这一二八的祝福带到全地啊，太快成就你在你的掌权，荣耀归给主，你的国度要降临，好吧？如同地上好像天上一样，也足以完完全全成就。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣灵的感动和交通祝福，常与我们众位同在，一直到永永远远。阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for your prayers today and for dialing in.
谢谢大家今天你们的祷告，也谢谢大家这样上线来加入我们。
And we bless all of you who will be listening to this through the recording.
那对之后会透过听录音来加入我们的，我们来祝福你们。
And We thank you for your perseverance and consistency, and we will see you again next week.
谢谢你这样一这样坚持不懈的啊，跟我们这样一起，我们下周再见。
And if you want to start similar small groups of prayers in your area, if you have some ideas for doing that, please let me know. Please contact me, and let's dialogue on how we can have a local prayer group, a 168 prayer wall for you.
嗯，如果你对说在你们的啊当地。来成立一些这样代祷的或者祷告的小组有什么想法的话请尽量尽管跟我来联络。那我们希望能够开始我们这个168的这样的一个成像。
So, thank you once again, and we will reconvene again next week.
好，再次谢谢大家，我们下周再会。
Continue to build the kingdom network of God.
我们来继续建来建造神的这样的一个国度网络。
To prepare to welcome Jesus Christ when He comes back.
我们来预备在耶稣基督再来的时候去迎接他。
So, okay, thank you, and we will see you next week. Good morning, good day, and good night.
谢谢大家，我们下周再见。晚安，早安。
Okay, bye bye.
好，拜拜。
拜拜。
拜拜，再见。
拜拜。